Locker room chats continue tonight on KNZA. We're joined now by Horton Chargers football coach Derek Richardson here. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. Coach, let's go back to last week. You know, 2 weeks ago, again, you had to take the forfeit. You know, the bodies were down, and you had some kids that were injured, so the game against Centralia had to take the forfeit. But you get some kids back. You get on the field last week at home against Morehill Mounts Academy. Ravens get the win, but it's a 34-20 final. Take us back to that one last week. What'd you see? What'd you take away from that game?
Yeah, I thought there were a lot of positives. We finally got our offense going, scored a few touchdowns there. Defense played really well in that second half. We actually didn't give up any points in that second half. Well, defense-wise, offense threw a pick six and then a punt block. But defense-wise, second half showed some grit. Offense, I mean, same thing. But it was nice to have a competitive game for the boys. Obviously, it didn't work out in our favor, though.
Yeah, I know. You mentioned competitive game, and it's certainly been some struggles throughout the season and just dealing with the injuries and the numbers and things like that. But then coming off kind of a week off and then playing that game and producing, you know, some yards, getting some points on the board, you know, even though it comes out as a loss, I would still think it was probably fun to watch your kids just out there playing in a game like that.
Yeah, I mean, this game and probably the first game of the year are about the only ones that we've been hooping and hollering. Just because we've taken our lumps this year, but it was nice to see some of the smiles on the guys' faces on Friday night because they were enjoying being out there. I mean, they enjoy every week, but it's a little bit better when it's a competitive game. So
yeah, no doubt. Is the preparation this week, and we'll talk about Donovan West in a little bit, but you know, after a game like that, finding, sustaining a little bit of success, is there a little bit more pep in the step with the boys throughout practice this week?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, and I've told them we only have two more weeks left of football. Some of them, it's their last 2 weeks ever, and then the others, it's not till next fall. So trying to make the most out of these last 2 weeks that we got.
The seniors, again, I think we talked about it maybe a couple of weeks ago, the seniors that you have on the roster just kind of laying the foundation for a lot of these younger kids who are maybe playing, you know, having to be thrown into the fire a little bit, maybe earlier than most. But, you know, just talk about that. Your seniors and just what they've meant to kind of the younger kids that are trying to build that foundation over the next couple of years.
Yeah, we got, I think, five seniors, four is this year, four on the offensive line and one in the skills position. So they've helped lead it, and hopefully we can build on some things. They're the handful of them that have been playing. They started the last few years for us. But I think some of our juniors and even the sophomores, Lucas Oaks, has really taken into the role of trying to lead the team, which will be nice for next year since they'll be returning.
Horton football coach Derek Richardson joining us to wrap up the regular season at Donovan West this week. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes with Horton football coach Derek Richardson, our weekly locker room chat with the coach. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. Let's get your thoughts on the matchup, regular season finale, coach. You go to Donovan West. The initial thoughts on the Mustangs, this team you're going to see on Friday night.
Yeah, they're a hard-nosed football team. They definitely like to go north and south and pound it down your gut. They got that Peterson boy who's a freshman. When I was able to go watch them a couple weeks ago when unfortunately we had to forfeit, I was actually really surprised that he was a freshman. He's a big, big stocky kid for his age. And then his brother threw a couple nice balls to, or I assume it's his brother. I guess it could be his cousin. I just know the same last name.
Right.
But that Albers kid, he's tall, lengthy kid. He plays good on offense and then as well on defense. They got a couple other big boys, so. It's definitely going to be a tough test for us.
Talk about their offense. What do you see from them and the challenges that your defense are going to have in this game?
Just reading where the ball is going. This really the first offense we've faced where they're doing a couple dives or faking, that type of stuff. The offenses we've faced this year really haven't done that much. So our linebackers and D linemen are really going to have to read and not get faked out and go one way and the ball's going the other.
And then on the flip side of that, what do you see from their defense and the challenges for your offense to maybe find some success and, you know, some sustained drives? What do you see from their defense?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the same as our offense as far as being hard-nosed, that they do really well getting all 11 guys to the ball. That there's not very many solo tackles, at least from what I've seen on film. So they play collectively together as a defense, for sure.
Finally, Coach, just give us keys. What do you want to see from your team, and what's it going to take to get a win here at D-West this week?
I want to see continued success with the offense and be able to move the ball like we did last week and just keep building on it, and then hopefully next week you can do even more. So the offense, just continue to see some success and moving the ball, and I think that'll help with the guys' morale, and I'm looking towards the future. Defense-wise, I mean, just know our responsibilities and do your job. I think another key to the game is going to be special teams. We've really shot ourselves in the foot with special teams this year, with last week giving up a blocked punt. I think we've given up at least three off the top of my head that I can think of kick returns where they've just recovered the ball because we're not showing a sense of urgency in getting to the ball. So I think we cleaned them up a little bit, mistakes for special teams this week. So hopefully we don't see any more of those on Friday night.
There it is. Horton football coach Derek Richardson joining us, brought to you by Union State Bank. It's Horton at Donovan West, a regular season finale coming your way on Friday night. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you one more time next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.